Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You know, summer is coming, the sun is shining, shirts are off, and your balls are smooth. You heard me right. Your friends at Manscaped, they're here to make sure that your beach balls are as smooth as the Floridian sand, my friends. In the summertime, you know, you want to kill some cold beers and some barbecues, not kill the vibe with your pubes picking out of your swim trunks. That's why Manscaped has their Performance Package 4.0. That's to keep the party in your pants, my friend, looking crisp and refreshing all summer long. 4 million men have trusted Manscaped. Why shouldn't you? It all starts and stops by going to manscaped.com and get 20% off and free shipping if you use my promo code Bubba. The Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 has everything that you need to prepare for that summer bod. Inside this package, you're going to find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold it all, my friends. You want to take your grooming game even further? Take a look at the Manscaped Shears 2.0. In that package, it has everything that you need to look pristine. Nail cutters, tweezers, grooming scissors. Go to manscaped.com and go crazy. They got everything you potentially possibly could need. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. This is the summer to turn your package into the full package, my friend, and it all starts and stops at manscaped.com. Listen, I have had my Manscaped stuff now for about a year. I don't know what I would do without it. As a matter of fact, I've now got all my co-hosts on the Manscaped deal. All the male co-hosts on my show have almost everything Manscaped offers. Why wouldn't you? Reduce the risk of ingrown hairs. You reduce the risk of grooming accidents. Again, all of this craziness starts and stops at manscaped.com. Use promo code Bubba for 20% off.
You need to back it down a notch.
I know.
She's angry, and when it comes to food, it makes her really angry.
Did you hear
angry.
Her theory yesterday? She was like, we're driving back from the bowling alley, and she goes, oh, I got it. And I go, what? She goes, I got you. I know exactly what. I'm like, what? She's like, you love men and want to have sex with women. And I go, I don't know if it's love. I don't know if it, if you take the word love out of it, maybe perhaps. I would rather hang out with guys and hang out with girls.
He falls in love with men.
And then she goes,
attracted to women.
And she's like, well, here's the deal. You physically like women only, but you don't want to hang out with them. But guys, I'm like, well, duh. That's the way most guys are.
But like, you
don't
never
think that
want
I'm
to
like
hang out
some
with chicks.
No guys want to hang out with chicks, though.
Yeah. No, Army, New Hampshire, no guys.
But Anna, here's the deal.
It's a means to an end if a dude hangs out with a chick.
It's not like I'm a one in a million, like, real special deal. Most dudes would rather hang out with their guy buddies.
Yes.
Than hang out with.
Do you like never hang out with chicks?
I might be on the one end of the. I might be on the extreme end of the spectrum.
Like not even ones that you're like, you know.
I don't like courting. Hanging out with anybody.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I don't.
Yeah, you're not a hanger-outer.
I don't like hanging out with really one person. My son. I love to hang out with him.
And that almost. I mean, that almost doesn't count, but.
So.
What about Creatine Travis? He was over there last night hanging out.
I like hanging out with Creatine Travis. I like that.
No.
But I'll tell you who I really like hanging out with lately is my brother-in-law, Tarek.
Mm.
I've been hanging out with him a lot, and I got to tell you, I had him. I mean,
you had him
I wish I would have went to their wedding.
You had him all figured out.
That was probably the worst thing you've ever done.
I know.
Absolutely. Not just that you didn't go, that you really put pressure on others not to go.
How long
you
ago were they married?
You didn't have to say that part.
Oh, Brian.
You didn't have to say that part, Brian.
Well, you can dump it.
Not on Twitch. Bubba, how long ago was their wedding?
10 years.
Well over 10 years.
Okay. They
and
just celebrate their anniversary.
I just feel so bad because
you should throw them another wedding.
You could marry them, Bubba.
You should marry them again.
Brian.
Like, renew their vows.
We have the altar here.
Brian.
What?
We could.
Well,
but they would
require.
But they would require something fancy, and I already live with them.
Make her pay for it.
Hey, Carol. What, Bubba? I got an idea. What?
Can I borrow your credit card?
Because I missed your wedding. Because you know I was being a real dick back then, fooling myself, listening to other people. I didn't make your wedding. And by the way,
every family gathering, Tara always seems to be able to get that in there.
I bet.
Oh, yeah. Every time. And it's almost like a rib now. Every time we get together, Tara somehow is going to shoestring that in
there. It's a rib now, but I think she really was like really hurt by that.
And I think they still are.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I would be.
But you should do like a invite her out to dinner at Forbici's one night and then have it all set up. Where there's going to be a surprise vow renewal
wedding. That's
how you think,
man. I can't even think that way.
I know.
Yeah, get the credit card and do it.
I'm a smart dude.
Hire Brian.
I'll be your event organizer.
Yeah, but that's going to cost me $500-$600.
No. Put them on a couple days a week.
Cross promotion, and then the Diacos will sponsor it. It's all good.
We'll get Dan there. He'll hand you an envelope.
Hunter Law will get in on it, yeah.
Oh, no, don't let him. Hunter Law's okay. Just keep Tom off the books.
I do. Well, no. One thing I did want to say, and I forgot
Tom
to say.
Does Tom see your books?
Does Tom see our books? That dude has a screen up of everybody's books constantly.
Hey, hold on. So listen to this.
He is refresh.
He's a book looker.
Let me hear you. I'll just give you a Tom Bean story, okay, Brian? We have a SunTrust account where the payroll and stuff goes to, you know, like our main account.
Yeah.
Well, I have taken over some bill paying duties. Like I pay the Verizon.
That's a great idea.
Oh,
actually, Bubba's very good at that.
Really?
Actually, I'm better than Tom.
As long as there's money in the account, he's very good at paying bills.
Oh yeah, I'll pay him right on time. Brian, like I'll pay the city of Tampa water bill. If I get it like on the 15th and it's not due to like the first. I pay it the next day, like on the 16th.
Good. And,
yeah.
You know, I don't even want to deal with
it. I'm the same way.
So,
don't forget.
One time, Blitz, I got the BRN corporate card, and I'm up at the track, right? And I need a $1,500 deposit for this tractor that I need.
Okay.
And so I call the place. I don't have any credit cards, nothing. All I have is my Bubba Radio Network credit card.
Right.
So I give the guy the credit card, and he runs it for $1,500.
Your phone ring?
Listen, hold on. I got the tractor hooked up. The guy brings the tractor, hooks it up. I'm doing what I need with the tractor. Phone rings. And I'm on the tractor, on the track, and I usually just don't ever answer. But if Tom, I always answer Tom.
Yeah.
Hello? We have a fraudulent $1,500 alert for some tractor place in Ocala. Are you in Ocala? Yep. Are you at the track? Mm-hmm. Did you use the card to rent some equipment? Yep, I did, Tom. Do you know that that's not Bubba Radio Network related? Like, that's not, you know, you're going to drive Jim insane on the accounting. You know that, don't you? But, Tom, I didn't have any other money. But, he gets those alerts, Brian.
Yeah.
Like, I say, I can't do nothing.
That's probably for the best.
So I'm saying if Hunter Law is going to pay for my sister's wedding number two that Bubba messed up, and, you know, Hunter Law scratches out a $400-$500 check, next thing you know, Tom Bean.
That's no problem.
Oh, okay.
He's not in my business that much.
And plus, you know,
I've got my own account.
You know how I handle Tom Bean, don't you?
You just have Regina.
I call Regina first. Yeah. Hello, Bub. Gina. Tom, Tom's going to be really mad. I just did some really stupid stuff and blah, 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 blah. Tom's going to be really mad. You got my back? I got you. Next thing you know, man, Tom, this completely is cool to me.
Regina would be 100% in on it. She loves Tara. So
yeah.
There's no doubt that
everybody loves Tara.
So anyway, I missed my sister's first wedding. She had a first wedding. My sister got married 10 years ago in Vegas. And partly
Mike Tyson was there.
Yeah. Mike Tyson was there. She did get a picture with Mike Tyson.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah.
So anyway, listen. But, I mean, can you make it any more cumbersome, Tara? All the way to... Blitz, at that time, I'm doing two shows.
But that's not why you didn't go, though.
Yeah, but this is my excuse right now.
Okay,
yeah, I was too busy.
Hey, why couldn't you just got married in Lutz? Like, I mean, I would have been there.
No, you wouldn't have.
Well, yeah, probably right.
You know how far away Lutz is? I live in St. Pete.
Yeah.
I'm not crossing a bridge.
So anyway, I did not go to my
backyard.
I did not go to my sister's wedding, and I am constantly reminded. And quite frankly, as I get older, I do feel bad about it because I've become very close with her husband, and I love him. And I was kind of like
her.
Her and I are solid. She's my angel.
Okay, good.
She's, I mean, Tara is my angel. We play the good cop, bad cop deal, but deep down, she's got my back. Like,
oh, I know she does.
Oh, there's no question there.
Mm-hmm. Like, she busts my balls, you know. A lot of it's just busting balls, but deep down, like, that's my bitch.
Oh,
like,
she drives you like, so much.
Oh, there's no question.
Like, that's my, I know. That's my trap queen.
God.
Like, mm-hmm. honest to God, if I had one call to make, unfortunately, Tom Bean's number is the only one I have memorized. I don't know anybody else's number.
No.
I'd call Tom. Hey, Tom, get a hold of Tara. I'm in trouble. Because, you know, at the end of the day, Brian, he's going to be involved in it, too.
Of course.
In, I mean.
Well, he'd be there for you.
No, be
but
there.
Then, but the,
be there
the ride
for me.
Home with him would be terrible.
Hold on.
Versus...
Be there for me. He's the only reason why I'm here.
No, I'm saying he'd be there for you if you got locked up, and it's a good number to know.
But nothing's worse than just going to the Tom Bean office, and you get a dressing down on that deal.
Does he get pretty loud, pretty aggressive? Or
me and Tom have only gotten loud and aggressive a few times.
Mm.
When the plane didn't work.
Another time right here in this. I'm just going to be honest with you. One time it was right there where the package, where the pantry is, Blitz.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I should be saying this or not. It doesn't make me look that good. Me and Tom got such in a heated fight. And he, by the way, he was completely right.
Imagine that.
And I hit him.
Whoa.
What?
And I hit him. Hold on. I hit him in the face.
What?
Open and close hand fist.
Overhand right.
Overhand right.
Now, hold on. Wait till you hear this.
That's why Tom's in boxing.
No.
You're done, Bubba.
Listen to this. He steps. I barely connect, and he gets me solid on the chin, and I hurt my hand.
Whoa.
You guys had a fist fight?
Yeah, and he won. He sidestepped me and blasted
me.
How long ago was
this?
Oh, God, probably 10 years ago.
Oh, wow, okay. What was it about?
I can't tell you what it was about. Because,
why not?
Because it's really, really bad, and I am really was the bad.
It's been 10 years. Let's hear it.
No.
Come on, Bubba. Don't be like that.
No.
You can't tease that and then not share
I cannot tell you guys.
You got into a fist fight with Tom Bean, and you're not going to tell us what it was about?
And guess what? He punked the hell out of me. And that's why I've never told the story, because, I mean, I'm just saying. Like, I never told the story because I look like a complete horse's ass. Not only was I on the wrong side of the argument, and when I would tell, if I would tell you guys privately what it was all about, you would be like, really, Bubba? You were that big of a dick about that?
No, let's hear it.
We wouldn't be surprised.
Brian, trust me. We would be canceled.
What?
It's cancelable material.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. You'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
It's trust me. I can go out and tell you guys as a group privately. I just can't my instincts here.
Okay.
So, Blitz, remember when that was my office?
Yeah.
Okay. It was my office.
Okay, that makes more sense.
And he's in the hallway. And I'm behind my desk, and we start arguing about it, and I get up, and he says, I'd sit down if I was you. Ooh. And I said, shut up, Tom. And we go nose to nose, and I'm saying, I'm telling you right now, you're wrong about this. And he goes, and I said, I'm tired of it, and this and stuff, and he, some others. And then I threw my right, and he kind of sidestepped it like the little son of a bitch that he is. And I just glanced it, and then he came with this quick little right, right square on my chin. Mm. And he didn't knock me out, I'll tell you that. He didn't knock me out. But he stopped me, and my hand hurt bad from hitting him.
Wait, I thought you just glanced him.
But
you limp wrist hit him?
I think I did. Like, I didn't even have a good, like, I just think I kind of went like that.
Oh, no.
And he short-stepped me and blam, and put just a little jab in on me. That's why I've never told the story, because I look like a pussy. I try to play Mr. Johnny Badass.
Did you apologize right after that?
Oh, my God. Afterwards. So listen.
You be a brand
I'm so sorry,
Tom.
No, listen. So afterwards, we just kind of just sat there.
Right.
And then I started crying.
You guys hug it out?
No, I said, Tom, because I kind of like came to my senses.
You were crying because you got punched in the face.
No.
Why'd you do that, Tom?
I just said, Tom, I am so sorry. I don't know why I acted that way. I don't know what, I mean, like, I am, like, have you ever just seen red and you just do something stupid? And then, you guys have never done that?
Yeah.
Where you've just absolutely lost your crap?
Of course.
And then you just sit back and you say, what was I thinking? I just got so yipped up and trying to be Johnny Badass, limp-wristed, and then Tom gives me a short little Mike Tyson right, settles me down. I probably sit there for like a minute, and then I just said, I start crying, and I'm like, I am so sorry. You've been my best friend, and you have been there for me, and I've put you through hell, and like every stupid decision I've made in life, you've bailed me out of. And on this situation, you're right. I don't know what I was thinking, and he just looked at me. And he goes, it'll be all right.
Aww.
And he walked away.
Did you guys hug?
I think he said, we're cool.
Aww.
We're all right. Like, we're cool. And he walked away and got in his 87 Benz.
And he dropped a bitch after it.
With the exhaust pipe missing?
it had it a decade ago.
Here's the deal. Tom's loaded. Tom is loaded. And so I'm like, Tom, why don't you buy a new car, buddy? You're loaded. You're loaded. I know what, you got a $4 million condo on the beach. Like, stop.
Other than that exhaust tip deal, his car looks great.
This is what he says. He said, I'm telling you right now, that car's only worth about $10,000 trade-in, if mm-hmm. that. He said, it's not even worth a trade-in. I'm just going to drive it until I can't drive it anymore. He goes, and I've been looking at some Jags and some Range Rovers. Like, he's been looking all kinds.
Sure.
And he says, when it finally doesn't run anymore, I'll jump, you know, whatever. So I do bust his ass about, but he's got an older, like what, maybe a 2001 Mercedes.
Like a CLS 550 or something?
CLS 550, with the spoiler package and stuff.
Oh, it looks nice.
It's missing the white clip in the front for, it's either like the tow hook clip.
The square clip,
I hate that it's missing
that. I'll tell you,
that.
Butch, you could put $2,000 in that car and it'd look like $1 million.
I'd buy that thing.
Yeah. So anyway, there's my Tom. I don't know if you guys
need to take some toothpaste to the headlights.
Well, these are a lot of things he needs to be doing to it.
Get one of those Meguiar's restore kits.
Anyway, I don't know why I even told that story. It makes me look like such a...
Well, you only told half of it.
What do you mean?
You didn't tell the good half.
Yeah, why? What was it about?
You guys, I'll tell you what we're going to do.
I can't wait for Lummy to tell everybody after the break.
Right when we go into break here, we're going to meet in the bullpen.
Okay. Now, who all's allowed in there and who's not?
Everybody's allowed.
Okay.
I just don't want any recording devices. Like, seriously.
That's fair.
You don't want Anna's to hear for the chat?
No. Well, completely. If you want to know what I said, and every one of you will say, oh, I'm glad you didn't say it on the air.
Content's king, though, man. Come on.
Yeah. You know what? And you know what? Sometimes
so is having a job.
And so is content not getting you canceled.
Yeah. Right.
So, seriously.
Okay, we'll go all.
Brian,
let's go do that.
I'm not going to say a word.
You being of sound mind, even though you're a little bit of a dick shtick right now, trying to be Johnny, whatever.
Yeah.
When you hear me and why and what the subject matter was about and why I withheld it on the air, you and your Pasco County veneers will be the first one to say, yeah, you're right.
The caps.
All natural, man.
With your Hudson caps. With your Hudson caps.
That was where my first house was.
With your Moon Lake caps.
Oh, no.